The Traveler's Journal, February 1st, with an advanced look at winter's weather. Tomorrow is Candlemas, the day on which Roman soldiers believed they could predict the weather by observing badgers and hedgehogs. The Romans passed on the superstition to tribes and lands they conquered. 1,000 years later, the notion emigrated to the New World. Since North America lacked both badgers and hedgehogs, the power of prognostication was conferred on a humble critter called either woodchuck or groundhog, depending mostly on whether it's in a field or forest when seen. Somehow folks got the idea that if the groundhog could see his shadow on Candlemas morning, winter would last 6 more weeks, while the absence of a shadow omened an early spring. No matter that if left to their own schedule, hibernating groundhogs seldom venture out of their dens before March. In 1886, the Punxsutawney Spirit, the newspaper in a small farming town 80 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, reported that several residents had trooped to the top of a hill early Candlemas morning to test their groundhog theory. No mention whether they ever found a groundhog, but apparently they had a good time. Groundhog Day became an annual party in Punxsutawney, and a basis and title for a quirky but classic Bill Murray movie. Last February 2nd, some 20,000 revelers climbed Gobbler's Knob well before dawn to watch a top-hatted official drag a cranky groundhog from a cage and hoist it over his head. Even bigger crowds are expected this year. While the consumption of alcohol has been banned, hogwash and hilarity still flow freely. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.